As it turned out, it was an inopportune time to start a college because they began in September, and then 3 months later, you've got Pearl Harbor. And that changed everything. For the college, it meant that most of the male students were gone. They were either in the service or they were working at one of the many industries around, because there had been during the Depression a tremendous need for jobs. Now it was just the opposite. A lot more jobs than they had people. So anyway, the college got started and frankly floundered and might have even folded if it hadn't been for the fact that they had contracts with the hospitals for these nursing programs. Plus, they brought in an officer's training candidate school. So they did hang on until the end of World War II. And then after the war, everything changed. And the college, confined on that one block, just blossomed in terms of programs. They brought in facilities. Actually, they were just old buildings from Payne Field. And they had upwards of, as I recall, 2,000 students on that site, on that one block. And eventually then they outgrew that place, and that meant relocating, and they relocated out to the current site that we're on today.